Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Well, good morning, everybody. Long weekend after Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I had a wonderful weekend. We had friends come over. They took photos in our yard. They're trying to adopt a kid, and that was very exciting. We planted. We barbecued.
That's not your average Memorial Day, though. No, I mean, it doesn't sound like it at all.
In the world of the gays, that's what we do.
Okay.
Benny's joining us in Seattle. David's here in L.A. And Valerie as well. Hey, morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning. So, guys, I realize this may be old news, but the truth is we didn't get to talk after last week's show because it was the finale of the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Valerie, what were your thoughts?
I loved it. I thought it was perfect.
You did?
Yeah. And I know we've already talked about it, and the word you used was preachy.
It was totally preachy. I mean,
I was like,
I held a Bible to my heart.
Oh.
I was preaching. I was weeping. The spirit moved through me. I mean, I get it, though. It's her last day. You know, I think she started to realize, this is kind of my moment where I can do like a full wrap up of, I kind of thought it was like the core basic belief system of what she wants to teach, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like Oprah's always given everybody a platform to speak their minds, and she's really hasn't been that opinionated over the years.
Yeah.
And for her to just sum it all up and wrap it all up on that last show, I enjoyed it. To hear, you know what I enjoyed the most about that? When she gave her definition of God.
Yeah, I like that too. It was very dear. Yeah, did you cry?
Yes.
You did?
I teared up. I wasn't sobbing, but I teared up.
Yeah, I teared up too.
I did think it was a little preachy, though. But I mean, there were no guests and just her talking. Although it was exactly what I wanted.
Yeah,
I
know.
That makes sense. Like, I wanted it to be a little preachy. I wanted the full hour of just hearing what she thought. And
I don't think there was any other way they could have done it. I would have wanted maybe like a few more clips, because I always think that's kind of fun, and the behind the scenes stuff. And actually, Valerie, you weren't here last week because there was traffic stuff. We've never even got to talk about like the 2-day spectacular.
I know. Yes. I cried more during that than I did the last show.
When she brought out the guys that she sent to school, I was sobbing in the fetal position like a child.
It was so moving.
Both days were so moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Beyonce was amazing. Let's just be honest.
Oh my God, that was a great performance.
She was amazing. It was crazy.
She's great.
She really was good. The only thing about that 2-part special that I didn't love is I felt like the room was too big. That's why I liked the last episode. It felt very intimate. You know, I felt like she was kind of in the room with me. And I thought in the stadium, it was so interesting because when Beyonce came out, technically she's kind of the only person that really can fill a stadium like that.
Right.
And when she was on, it didn't feel as big. She like really knows how to connect in that way.
Well, and there were like 90 dancers on stage
right,
with her.
That's true to kind of fill it up. So other news that is so sad. I don't know. I'm assuming, Valerie, you read about this. So Jeff Conway died last week.
Yeah.
He was Kaniki in Greece.
Right.
And what else was he on? Wasn't he on Taxi?
Yeah. I think he was on Taxi.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to remember, I think the first time he went into reality TV, he was on Celebrity Fit Club for a season.
You're right. And
do you remember that? And I remember that was when they first started kind of confronting him for whether or not he was using drugs.
Because they were on the beach doing like some exercises, and he was just sitting on
No, wait, that might have been Gary Busey. I take that back.
Oh my, how sad. They're confused. They're interchanging.
Valerie, don't laugh. Jeff Conway was definitely on Celebrity Rehab.
One of them was sitting on the sand.
Can someone Google that so we can correct this mistake right now? All of these are my opinions, not the opinions of the station. Let's switch stories. Did you hear about the family that Kathy Witterick, the Canadian mother who just had a baby, what was it, on New Year's Day?
Yes.
And she sent out a letter saying that they would be keeping their child, I guess I'll say, Storm, sex private as a tribute to freedom of choice. What do you think of that?
I was going to let you lead on that one because I have my opinion, but I don't know if I want to say it on here.
Well, you're leaving, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. Well, on that note, then I'll say I actually love it.
I do.
And apparently she's not the first person to do this.
Yeah.
And this is the first story I've heard of this. And I actually really like this idea. I really, really do.
I'm curious
to see what happens.
What's funny, though, when I first read it is I started feeling really uncomfortable. I didn't have a decision either way, but I started getting very, very anxious. But the truth is, when she talked about her older son, like loving color and texture and especially the color pink, and you guys know who are listening, I talk about color incessantly. And I always think it's kind of ridiculous that before you're even born, you're assigned a color based on your gender.
I've always had that opinion that I find that very strange with the blue and the pink.
Right.
I don't like that.
Very. Mm-hmm. And even around, especially like David's nieces and nephews, when they pick up a color that kind of falls into like the gender neutral area, like maybe, I don't know, purple or
green.
Yes. Yeah. Then they're like, well, is that a boy or a girl color? And we always say there's no such thing as a boy or a girl
but
color.
As they get older, I think they just want to like put things in little categories so that they can fit in. And I think that's what like the parent, like all the people who really were in an uproar over this idea. We're saying that because it's coming from a place of fear. They don't want their kids to be like made fun of at school. But at the same time, it's like they end up being the ones who are promoting what they're afraid is going to happen at school.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to make an effect at all. I think it's going to be, you know, kind of this new era that we're going into. But it's so funny to me that, you know, people think that you have to place like a truck, you know, and a doll to like get the kind of energy that you want.
Right.
And I think there's something really powerful in letting the kid just kind of express who they are and letting them figure it out. I just think it's interesting that it picked up so much speed so quickly because it wasn't supposed to be a public, this was just her family.
No, she just sent out a letter to, I think, her immediate family and friends. And, well, somebody must have, you know, leaked that or sent it to the local news because it's gotten a lot of response.
Yeah, and it's like, leave them alone.
It was talked about on The View, which Sherry Shepherd did not like
at bless
all.
Her heart. No.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, she does not handle that.
But it's the same kind of fear place. Like, I think she just doesn't want her son to be made fun of or,
right.
I don't know why. But
there's a really, really good French film called Ma Vie en Rose, which is about a young boy that wants to kind of dress up in women's clothing and how it, if I think he shows up, they move into a new neighborhood
and he
shows up to like a picnic of everyone kind of welcoming the family and he's wearing one of his mom's outfits and he's like 6 or 7 and the rest of the movie is kind of how they handle it. You want to talk about a tearjerker? It is the most beautiful movie. I cried my way through it. And my family, all right, guys, moment of truth here. So when I was younger, I was a fan of lipstick. I'm not going to lie. Benny, I saw that look.
Oh, there's no look. What are you talking about?
I was also
lip smackers or something. That's
different. I was also a huge fan of Wonder Woman. I know people out there.
Did you have the bracelets?
Well, so here was the deal. I asked for my birthday. I wanted the boots. And I wasn't obsessed with Wonder Woman because she was a woman. I mean, there were other superheroes I liked as well. But I wanted boots because I believed her boots could make her jump, you know, as far as she could jump in the show. And my parents, this is their, like, trying to meet in the middle. They bought me the boots, but I specifically remember them telling me that I wasn't allowed to wear them outside of the house and having like a real moment of not shame. I was aware of the fact that they were trying to protect me, but it just seemed interesting that I couldn't actually, you know, express the superhero part of it. You know, it was too leaked into, would I be made fun of? And was that kind of a feminine thing? And that's kind of what's interesting watching my sister raise her kids is he can do whatever he wants. If he wants to try nail polish, he can try nail polish. If he wants to play football, he can play football. And I think that's really powerful.
Yeah.
So with my lasso of truth, it's so sad. So guys, Valerie, you're leaving us.
Why?
Today is my last day.
Oh, so guys, Valerie is going to be moving to Dallas, Texas. Is that official?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's official.
That's official. When are you leaving?
I leave on Thursday.
Oh, that's so soon. Are you all packed up?
No. Absolutely not.
Procrastination, really? I'd be going
well,
crazy.
Well, I have to tell you, your social, my social calendar has filled up extremely
I barely had time to get in a
now,
beer with her.
Yeah, I mean, just all you have to do if you want a social life is tell somebody you're moving.
Totally you're moving.
And then everybody wants to hang out with
right?
you.
Oh, wah, wah.
Totally.
No, I've been busy trying that's to get right. my drinks in and pack.
More
it's
drinks
been,
than pack.
Yeah. Benny, well, I got in 2 hours with Benny
Yay!
Last weekend.
Oh, good,
yeah.
good, good, good. Well, I have to say, it's been so fun having you on the air, and we're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss working with you too as well. I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, who knows? Maybe we can arrange something where occasionally you call in and give us a little Texas Trash TV
yes!
update or something.
I would love
like
that.
That.
We were brainstorming that idea.
I would
already.
Love that. You know, I'm going to be listening to your show every
well,
Tuesday morning.
Well, I should hope so.
Yes, absolutely.
But you know, you're not going to get paid for that anymore, right?
right, yeah. I'm going to stream in my pajamas at home.
I
it's
love
paid
it.
Paid with love, Dougal.
Paid
love.
With love. I'm going to miss you guys.
I know. It's
Me
been
too.
So much
I
fun.
Agree.
But I think it's a good move for you, and we come to Texas all the time, so we'll still be able to see you.
Oh, that would be great. That would yeah. be awesome. Yes.
Are you going to get rid of all your coats and sweaters and stuff now?
Oh, I know. I was trying to pack for figure out what I wanted to store and what I needed to take with me. And, yeah, jackets and sweaters were the first one to hit the boxes.
Right?
I don't even need that in the wintertime.
It gets cold there. It snowed, like, 2 years ago for Christmas. It certainly
yeah,
gets
cold there.
Yeah, but
that was there. A fluke, does it?
I
think so, too.
That's where you're from, right, Valerie?
Yes, I grew up there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how long have you lived in Seattle?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Oh, my. Well, we're going to miss you, but you'll be back for the fourth segment so we can catch up.
Oh,
again.
Okay, great.
It's all Valerie this hour.
Oh.
Hey, guys, so it's just me. We don't have a guest this morning, so I'm just going to be taking your calls. You can call me at 1-800-930-2819. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. And hey, New Yorkers, I'm going to be in New York on June the 13th doing in-person sessions. So go to my website and figure out how you can schedule an appointment. Or, guys, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I may read your question on the air. It's the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break. All hour, I'm giving you readings. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. I, of course, am Dougal Fraser. Hey, guys, are you joining us on Facebook? Because you should be. And MJ just asked a question. She wanted to know what movie I was talking about in the first segment. The movie is called Ma Vie en Rose. Clearly, I don't speak French well, but it's Ma Vie en Rose. It's absolutely spectacular. It's really, really good. And again, we were just talking about that family in Canada that was choosing not to release the sex of their newborn. And it's just kind of an interesting topic. So check out the movie. Tell me what you think. Join us on Facebook because we always post the topics that we're going to talk about. You can kind of chime in and then join us. And of course, all this hour, I'm going to be doing free readings, giving advice. Call us at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Benny looks like he's doing yoga right now between answering the phone and pushing the buttons. His chakras are aligned.
Thank you very much. I did it in a French accent.
Someday, I think we should come to Seattle and I think we should do some video of what goes on behind the scenes because it's kind of crazy we make this all get together. And Benny is definitely the superstar of this experience.
Thanks.
So, Benny, do what you do best. Let's go to our first caller.
All right.
Who do we have?
Sounds good. Let's bring on Carrie. She's calling in from Sedona, Arizona, and she feels like she's on the life purpose, you know, or the purpose for her life, but she gets a little lost at times. She needs some direction. Carrie.
Hello.
Hey, Carrie. Good morning. How are you doing?
Dougal.
Carrie.
It's addicting. I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Oh,
I just asked that.
What's
so
that?
What's going on in your life?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm in a huge transition, and I feel I'm finally on my path to purpose after about 12 years.
Mm.
I've lost a lot in the process, and I guess I have to do so in order to let more in.
Mm.
So I'm just kind of looking for my next right action and open to your insight on that.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Did a relationship just end?
No. Years ago.
Yeah, well, how many years ago was that, though?
About 5.5.
Okay, but when the relationship ended, was that like the big like transformation for you?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay. Because they're talking about like the end of a relationship and that being like a big deal. Here's the issue. You have a tendency to get very hooked into the lives of other people. Basically, it's because you're extremely empathetic. So a lot of times when you get enthusiastic about somebody else's vision or somebody else's journey, it kind of pulls you away from you. So a large part of what you need to work on with relationships and friendships and coworkers is being a little bit more selective with who you spend your time with. I think because you can see someone's potential, you can see their gifts, you can see their strengths. A lot of times you get really excited for their interaction in your life. But just because you see that energy doesn't necessarily mean that they're living up to it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like in that relationship, that ended up being like a big disappointment, right? Because you were kind of surprised at the way it turned out.
Huge.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing. That kind of pattern of you getting very excited about someone or a situation will continue to repeat itself. What you need to know is that your enthusiasm, your excitement comes extremely naturally. But when that happens, you need to pull back a little bit more and focus on people's action and the way they're currently reacting to the situation versus what you see as their potential. In my opinion, part of your business should be encouraging people to be the best that they can be because I'd like to utilize that as a business thing for you. But in your personal life, we have to be really careful with that because I feel like I get disappointed or I get let down by people a lot. Is that true?
And people say I'm being picky. I say I'm being more selective.
No, you need to be more so. So that's something you've already started incorporating into your life?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's a really, really good thing for you. But here's the deal. A lot of times the universe will give us something that's a great strength, but it's also kind of a weakness for us in other areas. I want you to use that part of you that can encourage people and get excited with them, but I only want it in the business world. I don't want that in your personal life.
Okay.
So I feel like you should be in some kind of a work where you're like inspiring people to be the best that they can be. Is that what you currently do?
I'm unemployed at the time. And I'm staying with my folks right now. I'm selling my house.
Okay. So major transition.
Yeah. Yeah. Should I say what I'm kind of reaching for? Or?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I actually had tried for your cosmic coaching contest that mm-hmm. may ring a bell, but I'm pursuing a service dog training career.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I think you'd absolutely be wonderful at that. Here's the deal, though. The animal aspect of it, I actually think is going to be part of the work because I see you working with human beings as well. But
right.
I think it has to be about you helping them get to their power and their potential. That's where I see you being at your best. Once you
right.
kind of carve out that period of time where you're helping people during the day kind of inspire their lives and get them to where they need to be, then your personal life will balance out a little bit more and you'll attract in more equals.
Right.
But the one thing that I want you to remember from this phone call today is you're being more selective with who you spend your time with is absolutely what you're supposed to do. Don't let anybody tell you you're being picky. Don't let anybody tell you that your boundaries are too strong. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You tend to get distracted by the energy of others, which would make sense as to why you'd be attracted to working with animals, because they tend to be very unconditional and loving. They serve you. They're, you know, they have no issues and expectations. But for you, you need to be very picky with who you bring into your life.
I've been on one blind date in 5 years.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I still want you to date people, and that's
right.
fine. But just remember that when you get excited about someone, you want to pull back a little bit and just be very selective with who you commit your space to, okay?
Of course.
Okay, great. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for calling, and I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Thank you, and good luck to Valerie as well.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Valerie gets a
shout-out. She's totally getting a shout-out.
That was so sweet. All right, well, let's head off to San Diego. We have another Carrie calling in. She became self-employed. Will it work for her? Or for her, excuse me. I'm not calling her that. I swear that was the biggest Freudian slip ever.
Carrie, good
Sorry,
morning.
Sorry, Carrie. My
How
apologies.
Are you?
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if Benny was giving me a reading for my new profession.
Oh, my
you
God.
Believe?
I love her. I love her. Way to spin it
something.
Back.
Thank you.
Absolutely love
oh
that.
Oh, my God. I feel so embarrassed.
Oh, my God. You didn't.
If you want to reach
yes,
Carrie, it's 1-900. No, I'm just kidding. Our new sponsor. Hey, Carrie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks, Dougal. You're hilarious.
Thank you. So what's going on in your life?
Well, a lot and not enough at the same time. I got myself into a pickle. So I moved cross-country recently, and I know it was a good decision, and I was very guided here.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego, I know you just moved out this direction, too, so you know it's a good decision. But I left a cushy job to become self-employed, which I also feel is a good decision. But now my husband lost his job. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if I should get another part-time-ish kind of thing while I grow my practice some more, or...
Well, here's the deal. Your husband losing his job is harder on you emotionally than I actually think it is for him.
It's pretty hard on him, I gotta tell you, but...
I think financially... When I look at finances, I look at the household, I don't look at the person. When I look at
right.
finances for your household, everything seems really, really good. So try not to let anxiety get in the way here. You're definitely supposed to be self-employed. I keep seeing like very soft reds around you, which is the color of the healer and the emotional body. So I think self-employment is a good place for you to be in. And I really feel like finance is going to pick up extremely quickly, and especially in the month of August. In the month of August, your money spikes through the roof. I don't know what that is, if it's word of mouth or something like that, but suddenly everybody seems to know what you're doing and what it is that you offer, and finances go extremely well. Admittedly, for your husband, it takes him a little bit longer to find a position. I actually think it's not that it's part-time, but there's another company that approaches him that almost feels like it's ground floor or something like that. It's very, very new. And the good news is that as it builds, he becomes a part of it. And there's only almost like an equal partnership there. But it does extremely well in a few years, but it takes a while to build. money for the household in general is going to be fine, and that's what I want you guys to focus on. Try not to be attached to the way the universe delivers money. Just be attached to it kind of coming into you. I call it like mini miracles. But it feels like financially, you both seem fine. It's just about not letting the anxiety get the best of you. But you really, what's the practice that you're doing?
I'm actually an intuitive also, and I'm getting more into the healing work.
Okay, that would make sense.
Because like, study theta healing.
Because in the world of reds, reds are more... So it would make sense, you know, if you're an intuitive for me to see red because it's the emotional body because you're dealing with people's emotions. But the deeper the red, then we go more towards the healing energy. Actually, if you go to my website, you can click on it and read about it. But there's something in August. I don't know what it is. I don't know if someone like gives you your opinion of your work. You know, who knows? Maybe we'll have you back on the show to talk about what you do. But I see a real huge spike in business for you in the month of August. And it feels like you're making the right choice. It's not just healing work, though, because you talked about theta healing work, which would be like another version. I really want you to focus on the way your unique expression of energy works and the way that you connect with people, because there will be a course material or a specific style that you teach and kind of encourage people to do, and that will do extremely well.
I'm sorry, so you're encouraging me to teach again? Because I do teach, but
I want you to teach your specific style.
Right.
So okay.
You're leading me more towards healing than the intuitive work?
I'm seeing more healing than the intuitive work for sure. But I think you're going to do both of them in conjunction, but I think it's just going to lean a little bit more to energetic healing.
Yeah, you're not the first person to tell me that. It's interesting because that's where I'm
and
heading.
That will just kind of naturally progress itself. That's the kind of prediction I say, put on the back burner, see what happens and see how it comes towards you. But that's the direction that I see you going in. Okay, Carrie?
Thank you so much, Google.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything. Hey, guys, don't forget, you can also go to transformationtalkradio.com. You can click on the instant feedback button. Type in your question. Maybe you're at work listening and you can't call me. I might read it on the air and answer it for you. And again, our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I'm also going to be in New York on June the 13th. Go to my website, dougallfraser.com, and you can have a reading with me in New York City. Or again, call us today. I'm doing readings for free. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
I can take it no more. Never felt like this before. Come on, get me on the floor. DJ, what you waiting for?
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend Glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend Glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. To find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hey everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the show. As always, I'm giving you advice, free readings, and my cosmic coaching as well. Our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Call me with your questions. I'm working for free. I'm available. So, hey Benny, let's go to our next call.
Sure.
Who do we have?
Sounds good. Let's take Samantha and her question. It's about her business. You know, she's taken the route of obviously being self-employed, you know, and how it happens on taking one step forward, sometimes two steps back, and it seems to be happening.
Business questions.
Yeah, it seems to be happening more often though for her. She wants to know, is it going to be even two steps forward, not one step? So. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Samantha, good morning.
Hey. I know I'm one of those that I know that everything has a purpose and you have to go back and forth, but I don't know, like, it feels overwhelming right now, like it's not moving, like I'm stuck.
Yeah, well,
so
the
I
funny
wanted to know.
The funny thing about your energy is that one of the things you're really looking for right now is balance. You have a lot of orange around you, and orange is the color of balance and perception. But when the color is opaque, it means that we switch very, very quickly. Like, there are days, Samantha, where you can get up and it's like nothing can go wrong. You are a full throttle, full force, super confident, walking the planet like you own the planet and everything's great. And then other days you wake up in the morning and it's like, I feel tremendously vulnerable. And I think sometimes that imbalance can affect your business and affect the energy of the law of attraction. So the first thing that I want you to talk about, and as a self-employed person, I totally understand this. I mean, people are always saying, oh, you're so lucky, you're so lucky, you're so lucky. And there are many benefits to self-employment. And there are also some pitfalls as well. So one of the things that I want you to work on right now is I don't want you to think about how much money or how well the business is going to do. I really want you to focus on balance. The more you can find your balance in everything, from the way you prepare breakfast to the way you interact with your friends to the way you interact with clients in your business, if you can find balance and harmony, this is going to help a steadier flow of income and prosperity come to you. But I feel like you switch a lot. Do you know what I mean? There are some days you feel so confident, and then other days you just kind of... I wouldn't call it a breakdown, but it's more like you feel very vulnerable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yesterday I had that day.
Yeah, here's what we need to know. We know that this is part of your personality, and so when that happens on a day like yesterday, you kind of need to check out if you can. You need an hour, you need a 15-minute break. I really think for you, the best thing that you could do would be like getting outside, going for a small walk, and active meditation to find your center again. A lot of times what happens is the mind gets too attached to what success looks like. So we see that in a form of income or a raise or more business or what it is. And I really don't want you to focus on that right now. What I want you to focus on is balance. When you can find balance, when you're spending your day in harmony, that's going to help attract more to you. The good news is I still think you're going to be self-employed. I don't think you're going to change that. This is part of your destiny. It's part of your purpose. But the energy that you're supposed to learn right now is not taking it so personally. Why do you take the work so personally?
I'll tell you what I am. I'm an energy healer, and I've seen auras since I was a little girl.
Okay, and so, are you disconnecting from people properly?
I believe I am, but I just also, I maybe, it, it's such an emotional thing for me because auras are, I don't know, to me it's all about that, you know what
of
I mean?
Course.
And so it's hard to, for me to not, I guess it is that I don't like the people don't understand enough.
Okay, I totally get that. So here's what I want you to do. If you're getting too hooked into it, because you can never be attached to their reaction to the information or how they handle it. So this is something that I want you to try. After each client that you have, you know, take notes after the session, jot down a few key words of things that you remembered. And then what you do, and this is what I do, I literally have Samantha, healer, balance, she feels vulnerable. And then after I get off the air with you, no offense, but I take that information and I tear it up and I get rid of it because that's my way of disconnecting from it. You've got to find your balance. And unfortunately, as you know, as a healer, you kind of have to step into someone's world, feel their emotions. They get magnified, so it would make sense that you're sensitive to it. But we have to come up with a routine for you to disconnect from it as well. Because I think the reason now you're getting a spike of business and then when it quiets down is that's the universe's way of kind of protecting you. Like, she needs a break. So if you can find a routine where you disconnect a little bit easier, it will increase a steadier flow. Okay, Samantha, thank you so much for the call. It's so interesting how many people, and I totally get that, even on the phone, like I get connected to it, and whether you're a teacher or a real estate agent, it's like you're stepping into somebody's energy and you have to learn how to disconnect from it. So there's something about jotting things down on paper that I think can be really powerful, and then when you get rid of it, it can help kind of dissipate the energy. Again, so we are going to go to our next caller. Benny, do we have someone?
We do. Let's take Marcia. She's calling in from Seattle. She's pursuing a career in skin therapy, and it's not going very well. I need my mud mask. I need a mud mask. So maybe
hey, Marcia.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
Well, I am actually doing – I've called you a few months ago, and I was in a much different place. I'm actually doing much better. It's just that you know how the process is. It's like every now and then it's like, oh, is it really going to can't get better? And you know what I mean? A little more. Yeah. I mean, I made some, first of all, I made a commitment to pursue it. When I last talked to you, I was sort of like, oh, should I really do this? Should I really not do it? And I found a wonderful wellness center, and the people are so nurturing. It's such a right place. Mm. It's just, it's balancing having some money, income, mm-hmm. And do you see it getting better, Pumpkin?
Well, first of all, you're live in the air right now, so you're in the Seattle area. What's the spa called? Or the
it
center
is called?
It's called
Eve's Sanctuary, and we're changing it in July to the Wellness Sanctuary,
okay,
and it's in Des Moines, Washington.
Wonderful. So the Wellness Sanctuary. Everybody go visit Marcia at the Wellness Sanctuary. So here's the deal. They are showing me two forms of income. And one of which I think does feel a little bit more traditional than the skincare work. Something else comes in on the side, which is a part-time thing where you seem to be helping somebody else with their business. It's still in what I would describe as a self-employment venture, but it's not enough money for you to survive on, but it's a constant amount that can help work with the anxiety. So let's say, you know, I'm just making this number up, that you're getting, no matter what, you know, $750 a week from this like side time thing. At least you know that that amount of money is a constant thing. And then from the self-employment work, the combination of the two together makes you feel really abundant. But I am seeing two forms of work that come into you. Again, guys, anyone that's self-employed, every person that's been self-employed has that moment of, I don't know how much I'm going to make next week, because that's just kind of the nature of the business. So what you need to do is kind of work on that energetically for you. The good news is, though, this side thing comes in on its own. You don't have to look for it. It seems to find you. But I do see two forms of income. It only lasts about a year, but ultimately you'll stay in the skincare thing full time.
Yes.
Okay.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, listen, I'm really glad you stepped up to the challenge too and called us back to let us know how it's working out. So let me know when this side thing comes in and say yes to it. Remember what I said. It's kind of a little bit more traditional, but you like the team of people, and it's the guaranteed amount of money that comes in that seems to settle your energy.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
Thanks, Marcia. I appreciate the call.
Day. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, so we do have an instant feedback question. Rachel from Charlotte, North Carolina. She says, hello, Dougal. How are you? I'm great, Rachel. So I have a quick question. My husband and I want to surprise my mom with a new car. God, Rachel, I want a new car.
Yeah, right?
But that's her car is falling apart right now. We just paid off two cars, and we would be getting a new loan to get this car for her. We currently aren't rolling in the dough right now, so I just want to know how you feel about this. Thank you for your insight. Oh, Rachel, this is tough. First of all, I really appreciate the question. I don't think it's a great idea for you to be getting your mom a new car. Here's the thing. A lot of people, you know, we want to give energy, and especially most of the listeners to the show, we tend to identify as people pleasers, and we want to help people, which is terrific. But at the moment, I don't think it's a good idea for you to be going into debt for another person. If you were in surplus, if you were in abundance, then it's time that you can financially help someone. Maybe you could come up with getting the car fixed a little bit, or investing a little bit of money and getting it into working order, or maybe buying something that's used and helping her kind of figure it out. But I don't think it's a good idea for you right now to be going into debt. That's such a difficult thing. Because, you know, I get it, especially when it's a parent, you want to help them. I have definitely been in that position before. But ultimately, I really think you guys need to take care of yourself right now before you take a loan out on another car. Your mom is probably no longer listening to the show because I said that, but that's just the energy that I get. Do we have time for another caller quickly?
Yeah, if you want to, let's go to Constance. She's calling in from Seattle. She's look, a lot of self-employed questions today. So let's.
My God.
Yeah, I know, right? Must be in the ethers.
Constance. Hey, Constance, how are you doing?
Constance. I know, right?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Constance, what's your question?
I'm here. Well, I have been self-employed the past 8 years, working with energy in homes and staging homes for sale, and I do have a real estate license. Of course, we know that the market has fallen by the wayside, and it's been difficult for a lot of people. And for those of us related to the real estate business, it's been challenging.
Yeah.
I actually live here in the Puget Sound area, and I also have property in Las Vegas. So I go in between two states. That adds on to everything. So I'm looking for shifting my business and going more away from the real estate side of it. And just wanted your take on that.
Well, okay, so here's the truth. You know, as far as your passion, walking away from the real estate side, I totally get that, because your heart sings when you're not in the real estate world. But I got to be honest with you, especially when you talked about, I think she said she lived in the Seattle, Washington area, right? Did I hear that correctly? That area, financially, real estate wise, I see a huge spike in the next year. So I would stay in real estate for one more year, and I would try and bank as much money as you could in that world, because I see a huge, huge spike. The truth is, I think sometimes we make our living from our passion, sometimes we don't. Occasionally that will peak into you, but right now I have to say I wouldn't leave the real estate world yet, because there's a lot of money to be made. So be open to it for one more year, bank the money, and then once you've got a little bit more of a cushion, then maybe you can transition out to it. Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. Got so many self-employment questions today, which is interesting. Again, people that are self-employed, I always say try and focus on the energy of the day that you want, how you want to feel, not how much money you're making, because when you focus on the money, it's like a surefire way to cut off prosperity. So guys, we're going to take a quick break. Remember, if you want to get more information about work, you can go to dougalfraser.com. That's dougallfraser.com. That's me, Dougal. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
1-800-259-9999.
Do you use herbs and natural remedies? Do you search out holistic care alternatives? Or are you just looking for a different approach to dealing with health issues? We invite you then to learn about doTERRA essential oils. They are 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs and can safely be taken internally. doTERRA represents the most effective, safest, purest essential oils today. Call us to get a free sample. 206-552-8222. That's 206-552-8222.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Hey, guys, did you not get enough of me today? If you want to hear me more, I'm going to be live on the Dr. Pat Show tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour, I believe, also with my BFF, Colette Barham-Reed. We'll be talking about our trip to the Omega Institute. Have you signed up for it, people? I mean, June 10th, 11th, and 12th, we will be in New York, Rhinebeck, New York, at the Omega Institute. I'm also doing private sessions in New York City on June the 13th. You can call 1-877-936-8425 to get more information or go to dougalfraser.com to sign up. And actually, if you go to my website, you can sign up for our newsletter. 140 people signed up last week. And for the 20 of you that unsubscribed, whatever.
Sorry, I'll reapply.
So Valerie's back with us. It's Valerie, Benny, David, myself. Talking trash. Let's just go straight for it. So Kim Kardashian is our engaged. Do we care?
No.
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 Not
do
one
you
bit.
Think there will be a camera during the wedding?
Yes.
I mean, yes. It's going to be televised.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be an E special.
That's a
It'll
given.
Be a whole thing. Did you know, inside gossip, so every day we usually take our dog for a walk, a hike, and when we come down to the end of the hike, we walk by the house where they film her parents allegedly live, but I don't think they live there.
No.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot on reality TV.
Stage
yeah.
House?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Absolutely.
When, Real the, house, lives, when yeah. the house is for wow. sale, they put up a piece of paper that lists all of the shows. It was also Omarosa's house it was another show.
What
once.
Was that show? Not Bad Girls. It was one of those, like, You're Cut Off or
yeah.
something.
And where rich girls had to work.
Yes,
for
and it
different
was
jobs.
Allegedly Omarosa's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love
only
that scoop.
Only in Hollywood. Only in
this
Hollywood.
Is all, in my opinion, my guess, my thoughts. Not
no,
saying
I
it's
love
real.
It.
So let's go straight for, I know Valerie loves reality TV. So what are your thoughts of The Real Housewives of New Jersey?
I can't get enough of it. I wish they were on every day of the week.
Really? I kind of thought the last episode was a little boring.
Really?
Well, it's so much like, you know, your sister, your brother will be there for you forever.
I'm surprised.
That's pretty good.
I thought that after Danielle left that it would, like, things would calm down a little bit, but
not
with
Teresa's
cousin.
Yes.
I mean,
oh my God, what do you think of her? What's her name? The new
her
Teresa's cousin.
It's actually her brother and
her false nails just fell off. That you referred to her only as Teresa's cousin. Oh my God! In that scene though, where Teresa's shooting the pictures for her new cookbook,
she
keeps talking about difficult ingredients to work with.
Yes,
and the publisher's looking at her, and you know the camera's on there, and she's giving the eyes that say, "That's not a word. That's not."
She tried to say the word cumin, and she mispronounced it. Poor girl. Apparently, English isn't her first language. No, seriously, she claims that Italian's her first language. So she said cumin. Which I just thought was hilarious, because she's selling a cookbook. If you don't know how to say cumin, come on.
But it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for 9 weeks.
I don't get that at all.
Insane.
I don't get that at all. And apparently it's supposed to be like healthy Italian food. Come on.
How is that possible?
Yeah, those two words don't even go together.
Right, yeah. But I have to say, though, every time I see her, she does look like she eats. You know, like she's not one of those people.
She does look like she has
a little bit of everything. Exactly. Actually, did you see Leanne Rimes tweeted? Now I sound like Teresa. she tweeted that photo of herself in a bikini, and then she does this whole like defensive thing about how she's not thin, she's not thin, she's not thin. Leanne, if you're listening, stop tweeting photos of yourself in a bikini if you don't want people's reaction to it. And I'm sorry, you're too thin.
She's lost so much weight. I waited on her 10 years ago in Dallas. She ate some really nasty chicken tenders. But she was different then. That was 10 years ago. She has lost so much weight since then.
She looks scary.
Is it me or does Valerie start to sound more Southern as she's getting
closer
to her mood?
It's coming back right away.
I was serving chicken tenders.
Well, I also talked to my mom on the way into the show, and her accent is so thick that I can't help myself when I talk to her on the phone. Chicken tenders.
So do you have a place yet in Dallas that you're going to?
No. I don't really think Dallas is going to be my permanent home. I just don't feel that yet. So I'm kind of taking an extended vacation to ground myself.
Totally.
I'm not ruling Dallas out, but I don't really know where I'm supposed to go. I need to be guided, you know?
Right.
Maybe we'll
do a free session.
Well.
And we can figure out what's going on in your life.
You know, it's funny because, you know, when you ask Spirit what you're supposed to do, right now I'm just so focused on getting out of Seattle that I haven't really concentrated on what I'm supposed to do once I leave.
Well, that's kind of exciting. I mean, I think when you're in that place of like it's a blank canvas in front of you and you get to paint the picture that you want, I think that can be really powerful.
Yeah. I'm totally surrendering right now and I'm just going to go wherever I'm supposed to go.
Did you make a vision board?
No, I need to do that. I'm telling you, I haven't done anything. My focus has been on getting out of Seattle. You know what, Dougal? That's a great idea. When I get to Dallas, I will make a vision board.
You should, because then you need to have like your list of things that you want to create and make sure. Because the most important thing, and people that are listening, when you're in a transition period, is you don't want to repeat the same pattern.
Right,
and if you attract the same things, then the move won't seem fun at all.
That's great. Right now, I'm just visioning a suntan.
I got one.
Suntan in
Seattle. That's as far as my vision board goes right now. Is I need a suntan.
All right, let's do one quick question. There's one instant feedback question. If we've got time for this, right, Benny?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
So Danisha, if I'm saying that correctly, in Woodenville says, I'm having a difficult time hearing my guides/angels when I ask for guidance. I'm in the beginning process of buying a home, and I would like to know if it will be my new home in September of 2011, and will I easily afford the home, and will there be any issues to work through? Deep breath, Danisha. Okay, so when I focus on that, I do think you'll get the house. Admittedly, it feels like it's a little bit more expensive for you right now, so it does feel like you're going to need to incorporate some kind of a budget to do that, but it feels like it's a wise choice and a wise investment. a lot of times, just like we were talking to Valerie, when you're making a transition or a change, it's very difficult to kind of tune into your own energy. So a practice that I really like to do is right before you go to sleep, you can write a letter to the universe saying, this is my question. This is what I need to know what's going on. And there's something about doing it right before you go to sleep. You're in that kind of in-between state where you're kind of meditating, you're kind of awake, and then you can dream a clearer answer. And you might get your own information that way. But I do think you're going to get the house. Woohoo! Very exciting. But I definitely think you need to be on a budget. So beforehand, to kind of get rid of some of this anxiety, you might want to go visit either a financial advisor or print out what the budget is going to look like. So when you have the numbers, when you have the knowledge, it kind of alleviates some of the anxiety, which is good. But congratulations, I do think you'll get the house. So exciting. Valerie, last day. Are you still, is she in the studio?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're so going to miss you. Is this your last show today? Or are you doing more shows today?
No, I have another show at 1 o'clock, and that will be my last show.
Mm-hmm. Well, Valerie, it's been so much fun.
Thank you so much for letting me come on today and talk about my move and everything. I really appreciate it.
Are you kidding? We wish you the best of luck. It's been such a fun addition, and it was so organic that one day that you just kind of popped on the air, and it was so silly and fun. And
it was great.
Maybe we can work it out that you call in, but seriously, I wish you the best of luck. It's been
Thanks, Benny. Thanks, Dougal.
So cute. So good luck with everything. Hey, guys, if you're friends with Valerie on Facebook, it's Valerie at KKNW. You can go say goodbye to her and let her know that we're all going to miss her.
Thanks for that.
And I'm sure we'll keep in touch as well. So what else is going on? So, guys, remember, Omega Institute, I will be there on June 10th, 11th, and 12th. That is with John Holland, Colette Baron-Reed, Danielle McKinnon. It's called Soul Connections. It's a really intimate group. We spend the entire weekend together. You can go to my website at dougalfraser.com to reserve your space. Next week on the show, we are going to have a medium, which is going to be very exciting. So you can call in and connect with your loved ones. And again, if you want to see me in New York, I will be doing private readings on June the 13th. That's a Monday, I believe. You can call 1-877-936-8425 to get more information there. Join us on Facebook. Sign up for our newsletter. David, what else do you want me to promote? Guys, here's the deal. David thinks I don't say that the website and the newsletter stuff all the time.
Well, you got to let people know how to find you.
I know, but it gets overwhelming. It's so much. So again, we will be live next week. Actually, it's kind of a big day for me because I totally have travel anxiety. We're going to do the show live on Tuesday morning. Then we go straight to the airport and fly to New York. You guys can hear me get a little anxious because I like to get to the airport like 40 minutes early. So anyway, it's been great. Next week, we'll be taking your calls with a medium. I'm Dougal Fraser. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and an even better week. We're going to miss Valerie. Next week's It's Just the Boys. All right, guys, have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.